91.3 FM Stereo.
My radio station, your radio station, our radio station, the voice of the Cape.
Women, you are the queens of our nation, the mother of our home, the pride of our children, a light always left on. You are refined in your ways, a woman of substance, substantially phased by her everyday conscience. A conscience to live in a way that uplifts not just her home, but the home of her brethren. Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, faith. Bring your ears closer now and your mind will explode and be inspired by the words of Cover Mode.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Cover Mode. I'm your host, Rashan Isaacs. Cover Mode explores the style, fashion and beauty of a person and notes that it's not all superficial. The way we present ourselves to the world stems from the message we wish to portray about ourselves, whether it is our authentic self or an idea we have that creates an image of how we wish to be presented. Today we continue our series on emotional well-being and discuss boundaries, what they are and why we need them. To enlighten and enhance our state of emotional well-being, please join me in welcoming into studio the bubbly and fabulous registered counselor, Shanaz Murs of Happy Confident Me. Assalamu alaikum, Shanaz.
Wa alaikum salam. What can I say after such an introduction? You know, Rashan, you're such a charmer. So I love coming on this show. Where do we start?
So, Shanaz, I'm going to ask you to start with a Wikipedia definition that you posted on Facebook yesterday, if you don't mind.
Yeah, the topic today is boundaries, and it links quite strongly with values, which we had last week. We'll just intro that a bit later. So, personal boundaries are guidelines, rules, or limits that a person creates to identify reasonable, safe, and permissible ways for other people to behave towards them and how they'll respond when someone passes those limits. They are built out of a mix of conclusions, beliefs, opinions, attitudes, past experiences, and social learning.
So you mentioned beliefs,
you see
opinions, attitudes. And from our discussion last week on values, it sort of all connects.
Yeah, definitely. Do you remember the diagram that we shared?
Yes.
At the bottom of our chart, which was beliefs, and telling us beliefs come from culture, religion, society, and then it moved to values. So our belief system underpins our values. And it just kept on moving until the end arrow was your behavior. Mm-hmm. So when you want to know, why am I behaving this way, you need to go back to right at the bottom. Yes, you know you are a certain religion, you know what your beliefs are, but how does this influence my values? I don't know if you did your homework that I sent you initially, but I brought you a hard copy today.
Oh,
you
great,
can take it
awesome.
With you.
There's lots to do.
knowing your values is the core. Having the same value as your spouse is not necessarily a recipe for success, mm-hmm. because you both may have family as a value, but you may look at it differently. Mm-hmm. So your husband may think, you know, seeing family on Eid and birthdays is sufficient family time, and you are just intertwined with your family and you don't spend every waking moment. Mm-hmm. So you're going to clash over the same value, which is family.
All right. And when we talk about emotional boundary, what is it?
Yeah, you know, there's boundaries. It reminds me of property lines and walls and signs.
Exactly.
And it's exactly that. You know, when you come onto people's property and it says, keep off the grass, mm-hmm. do not trespass. Those are physical reminders of what people want, how they want their property to be treated. Mm-hmm. So as a human being, you have boundaries. You don't walk around with a sign, but you must have boundaries for yourself that indicate how you want other people to treat you. Mm. So, and nobody's responsible for creating and holding those boundaries in place but you. So sad.
What does it mean to even set boundaries?
I think most of us don't consciously do the boundary setting. We just carry on doing what we think other people want us to do. So, I mean, a perfect example of a boundary is when somebody asks you, could you please bake this cake for me? Or we need 200 samosas and you are really busy at work. This isn't your job. This is time you don't have. But you say, then they say, oh, but you make it the best. So they affirm you. And then if that is something that speaks to you, you respond. You really want to say no. Mm-hmm. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're folding samosas and you're cursing and you know, then you wake up and you bark at your kids and your husband. What you should have said was, you know, I really, I'm quite excited that you love my samosa, but I have to say no. Mm-hmm. I don't have time. Time is a boundary, actually.
Right.
Time is also a boundary. You have a right to protect your time.
Mm-hmm.
But most of us want to be liked. We want to be popular. We want to be accepted. So we either don't have boundaries or we drop our boundaries so that we can get this much a needed acceptance.
And, so we tend to overextend ourselves because we want to satisfy... you know, whether it's that affirmation of, oh gosh, I need to keep that everyone knows me as the best samosa maker. I need to ensure that I hold up to that, even if it's at your own detriment.
Yeah, it's most of the time if you feel that you are unhappy with somebody and how they treat you, okay, then that's actually something you need to think about.
Mm-hmm.
What does this person do? Is it something they say?
Mm-hmm.
How am I being disrespected? And then you need to put in place. And sometimes this person can be a partner, a spouse. It can be a child. It can even be your mother, a family member. So boundaries are your way to respect yourself. And when you put them in place, people close to you are not going to be happy. Because if you were the doormat before who never said no, you suddenly say no. But your own health, and this show is about emotional well-being. And you need to be the healthiest version of yourself in your mind in order to be that person for anyone else.
True. If you would like to comment on today's show, we're talking about boundaries, and it's all in our series of emotional well-being. Last week we spoke about values, and today our focus is on boundaries. You can WhatsApp on 072-249-6665. That's 072-249-6665. And we have Shanaz Morris in the studio of Happy Confident Me, and we're talking about boundaries. Now, it's all great, well said and done, but how do we set those healthy boundaries?
Sure. First of all, you need to know, do you have boundaries, first of all?
I'm sure.
Before you figure out healthy or unhealthy boundaries, you need to figure that out. And I think that what we need to understand is it's not the same. You can have a rigid boundary for some people. You can have a porous. Porous means things get through. And you can have a healthy boundary. So even there, boundaries have three parts.
Okay.
There's not just healthy and unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to aim for a healthy boundary, because in healthy boundaries, you value your own opinion. You don't compromise your values. Their values come in again for others. You share personal information in an appropriate way. So you don't overshare or undershare.
Mm-hmm.
You know personal wants and needs, and you can communicate them. So you are quite assertive in what you want. And accepting when others say no. So you must be okay with saying no, and then you must also be okay with others saying no.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want to be respected for saying no, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, because otherwise it's going to come across. You always want what you want.
Yes, you always want what you want. Want to do it your way. And a lot of the, I think the parenting dynamics a lot like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's okay to say yes, you know, and sometimes you need to say no.
Mm-hmm.
But saying no all the time isn't always good either.
Yeah, because so also the kid then grows up thinking, yeah, you know, they're always going to get a negative response.
Yeah, that's true. So do we have time to carry on, or are we having
yes,
a break?
We
do. Okay. So we're talking about rigid boundaries, and people who have rigid boundaries, it's also a negative because they avoid intimacy and close relationships. They also don't know when to ask for help. Or they're afraid to ask for help. I can do everything. I'm self-sufficient. Like a bit of a martyr, but to your detriment.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to give you an accolade for sacrificing yourself. You're just going to be dead, bone tired, or really depleted energy-wise. And no one's going to care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to break your heart even more. They're very protective of personal information. So you may work with somebody, but you never know anything about them.
Uh-huh.
You shared pictures of your kids and this and that and the latest accolades or fun activity you did, but they never speak. Do they even have kids? You don't even know. They have very few close relationships. They seem detached. So even from your romantic partner, your spouse, they will say, oh, she's cold or he's cold. I just can't get through to him. But it's got to do with the rigid boundary. So they keep, or generally they don't want to be rejected, so they keep people at a distance. But it's all about self-preservation.
Yeah.
But you know, self-preservation must have a door that opens. Okay, you can come in. Okay, now you can go out. That some people are good for your self-preservation and others are bad. But knowing, I think the insight is to know who to let in,
mm-hmm.
or when to even kick that same person out because, you know,
yeah.
they're not respecting your boundaries. So that's your rigid boundary. Your porous boundary is like open-close, so you let certain things in and certain things out. You overshare personal information. You have difficulty saying no to requests of others. You are dependent on the opinion of others. You over-involve with others' problems. You want to fix everyone's life. You're accepting of abuse or disrespect. You fear rejection if you don't comply. So you do what other people want so they don't reject you. So you are really hanging on by a thread, I think.
And which one is this? Which type is that?
This is your porous boundary.
Okay. Let's stop there and we'll go through the porous boundary. Porous boundary. I'm going to have to learn so much here. Boundaries are the limits that, you know, that they're like limits, right? How you limit
yeah.
yourself. We do have a few WhatsApp messages that have popped in. I'm just going to read through them. Salam, no, we all have boundaries and we need to protect it. But why is it that many don't respect it? I'll read the second one as well. Wonderful topic, Shukran. It feels like some people go through life like sheep and they just push their way. It just gets to me because I respect other people's boundaries. I think because we need to respect each other's boundaries, it's disrespectful not to. I tend to feel offended.
I think there's a question in that.
Is it? Well, the person is asking, you know, whether they, you know, why people can't respect other people's boundaries. And is it really about others respecting your boundaries? Or is it that boundary that you've actually just, you know, it's
yes.
about the opinions of others, not accepting them because if they got nothing to do with, that's their problem.
Mm. I think it's got to do with what we said earlier on about the porous boundary. You believe you have this boundary in place, but you're moving it for certain people. And that's where the feeling of disrespect comes in. It's difficult to say no to certain people who you really care about or who are feeling bad and in a bad space. But you need to protect yourself first. And I think someone else, the next WhatsApp comment or whatever, mm-hmm. said about protecting boundaries.
Right.
So no one else is going to come and hand you a sheet and say, Rashan, here's your boundaries. Live this life well and you'll be protected. I wish it was that simplistic. It's not. It's about creating the boundaries that work for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure even people coming from the same family have different boundaries.
You know, Jenna Ryan had this to say about personal boundaries. If you feel comfortable saying something about yourself and you say it and someone doesn't like it, that's their problem. Don't let who you are be up for debates.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And that's when you value the opinions of others too much.
Mm-hmm.
Valuing yourself is the bottom line. And self-esteem obviously comes into that. And I think we did in our previous... I think we did self-esteem, if
we
I'm
did,
not sure.
We did in our first series.
Yeah, and so you know the power of self-esteem and the gift and most people lacking
mm-hmm.
in self-esteem. And people think that thinking highly of yourself is arrogance,
yeah.
which is not obviously sure. what we're talking about.
But again,
about.
That's, you can't stop the way people perceive you.
Exactly.
Because they've also built their own values and what they see as... you know, true for themselves or untrue for someone else. You can still send us WhatsApp messages on 072-249-6665. Let's go back to the types of boundaries.
Yeah, we did the porous. The last one is your healthy boundary, which we actually started with when you asked me, and I said it's about valuing your own opinions. You don't mm-hmm. compromise yourself, your values for anyone else. You know when to share parts of yourself and information in an appropriate way and when to keep things back. You can't tell your person at work, oh my word, you won't believe what my husband just did. And then you go into explicit detail, and this person's jaw drops and like, TMI, what are you doing? Sorry, children, I said TMI. You like to use it with me. So for me, it's about that whole thing about, you know, and the colleague is thinking, why didn't she just stop by? I'm upset with my husband, you know? And so that would have been enough. Don't go into what he did and how and when and the previous time and, you know, and just like his mother and, you know, all that stuff we like to do.
Yes.
So knowing when to stop. And you know your personal wants and your needs and you can communicate them. That's a healthy boundary.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are sitting in silence, No one can mind read. Not your best friend, not your sister, not your husband. No one can read what's in your mind. So a lot of us are waiting for somebody else, but they don't actually realize.
Yeah, wonder why. You don't get me.
They definitely don't get me. And I mean, you know, Rishan, you cannot wait for other people to get you. Mm-hmm. You need to make a point of getting yourself.
Right. And we've got another quote from one of our listeners on the WhatsApp line. In their WhatsApp ends at 0905, so we won't give away your full number. After you give so much of yourself to people over the years, one day you wake up and realize that you need someone to give to you too. And that is by Sylvester McNutt, the quote. So let me read that again. It's after you give so much of yourself to people over the years, one day you wake up and realize that you need someone to give to you too. I don't know. I guess that's quote maybe for me, it doesn't really sum up the boundaries because we shouldn't expect someone to give to us. Mm-hmm. I think we should be comfortable with who we are and accept ourselves as I'm enough.
Yeah, no, I agree with just to some extent. I think I know what the quote reminded me of a wake up that I had, and I think wake up's in the quote. 2010 was the year when I decided, you know, I think I still made a post about just clearing blockage of haters and people that don't add value and not investing emotional energy in people who don't help me grow as a person.
Right.
And that's a very heavy exercise to do because most of us don't want to go down that road and clear the clutter, the emotional clutter of people who don't add value. Because we like things the way they are, even though we may be hurting or unhappy, we don't want to change the status quo. We don't upset people. And I mean, if you're upset already, someone's upset. You're someone. So don't think about upsetting people. Think about finding yourself. And it was where all this journey began to all we started the practice and everything. It's all part of a journey.
I guess it's also, you know, it's decluttering, you know, relationships, people that we know, situations, environments. I left corporate a few years ago. It was that kind of decluttering. And boundaries are the limits that we set for ourselves. It's not about what others do, but what we choose to participate in. And it is really difficult because I think about it took me 3 years to make that decision to leave because it's hard. You build a sort of family there as well. You get to know people. You've sort of raised these people like your own children as well. You're in management. And when you let go, it's you know, what are you letting go? But when you do, you also realize that your life is not made up of one career or one relationship or one person. Yeah. It's made up of many relationships in which you learn from. And that learning is about yourself. You learn how to declutter. And also if you look back, and we've all done this decluttering at some stage of our life and without maybe realizing it, but if we look back at that situation or at the person that we decluttered ourselves from, perhaps there's a lesson to learn from that. Is what happened to me when I let that go?
Yeah, that's definitely an exercise of notes that takes like a few years. And I think that looking at yourself and doing all that decluttering is the start of anyone's journey into becoming a conscious person.
So why not ask the next question would then be, why is it so hard? And we are talking about boundaries and why it's so hard to set them. So before we go into different types, and you know, I believe there's emotional, physical, sexual even, and spiritual boundaries, intellectual boundaries. Did I get all of them? Did I miss? Oh my gosh, I remembered all of them. But why is it so hard to set boundaries?
I think, you know, it depends at the underpinning of boundaries is a lot of self-esteem. Mm-hmm. So generally what I've been picking up is a lot of people, I never ran the self-esteem workshop, remember in the last show?
I do.
I suppose I'm still wrapping my head around what to present because not everybody struggles with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to look at is where you wanted to know why it's so difficult. Okay, here's an example. Could you have a material boundary? That's your possessions and your money. So someone borrows your car, family member, you never say no because you can't say no, and then you always get it back empty. The tank is empty, or the car's got a nick or a dent or whatever. But you really want to say no.
Yeah.
So for me, you need to understand that this is something that's important to you. Mm-hmm. You need to value this material boundary, not because you're stingy, you know, and often people who have family that are well-off tend to make family the not-so-well-off family make you feel guilty. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have all those cars, you live, I've worked hard. I think we were talking about this last week right. When Mariam was in the studio. Mm-hmm. I work hard for what I have. I sacrifice, I put in effort, I grow myself to be successful. So I'm allowed to say no with my material boundary.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about why is it so hard, it all depends on what you're trying to protect. Intellectual boundaries, Roshan, are something completely different. If somebody keeps undermining your thoughts, your ideas, belittling you.
You feel inadequate?
Yes.
You feel like,
That's crossing an intellectual boundary. Mm-hmm. Can you see that's different to an emotional boundary? Mm-hmm. My thoughts, my ideas. No one asks you to judge someone's opinions and thoughts. Each person's allowed to think what they want.
People judge.
like my 9-year-old son says, you know, people are very judgera. He says to me, Mommy, don't be judgera.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true that one of the things I'm struggling with still, even in a semi-awakened state, is being judgera.
Mm-hmm.
I still have high elements of judgmentalness.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, my awareness would be focused on that. I have boundaries, yes. But I still tend to be judgmental.
Mm.
And where am I? Who am I judging? And what's triggering me? So the work is never done, Roshan. Give you some sad news. The work is ongoing. And you do it because you feel so much better about yourself.
Well, they say nothing is achieved without some hard work.
Definitely. So what did we get in? We've got intellectual. Mm-hmm. We've got material. Time boundary. So we mentioned that early on, that how you use your time. It's your choice, you understand, how to use your time. So for people who have a hobby and they spend almost half their week doing their hobby, it obviously will impact on people around you.
Mm-hmm.
It's your choice, yes, but are you using it wisely?
Right.
That's the question. And then I asked you if we could talk about this on air, sexual boundary. It's got to do with physical contact of a sexual nature with
mm-hmm.
If it doesn't feel this is not okay for me, then someone's crossed a sexual boundary. Mm-hmm. Even your spouse, you can actually say, that's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel comfortable. Or, well, you need to have found your voice first of all to say things like that. Yeah, and I think physical boundary, coming into someone's space, checking their phone. I know a common thing currently going on is for wives or husbands to check each other's phones in secret.
Oh.
So it's got to do with security and feeling safe and
like
trust.
A trust issue there,
and a
yes.
trust issue. So even a phone is a physical boundary. Somebody's room. So you can't just, I've got to knock when I want to go in my kids' rooms because it's their personal boundary space.
Mm-hmm.
So from this point on, it's my house, but your personal boundary starts at this door. So I do knock when I go in, even though I'm the mother.
Right.
I'm hoping that they remember to knock as well all the time. They do sometimes, not all the time, so that respect gets respect.
Mm-hmm.
That respecting the boundary for your children will mean they will respect it for you.
And also that they respect each other. So likewise, their kids must knock on each other's doors.
And not taking property of without asking. Mm-hmm. So that's crossing a line as well.
Mm-hmm. Have we gone through all the boundaries?
We've done all the boundaries,
all right.
Yes.
We have some more WhatsApps. This one says, Assalamu alaikum. I agree with the first one that sent the WhatsApp in. I respect husband so much that I wouldn't do anything he dislikes. However, the feeling is not mutual. What can I do? Because he always disregards what I want and how I want it. But he always wants things to be how he wants it. What can I do? Because then I just keep quiet and have sabr.
Okay, so for that question, you know, I'd actually give that couple a values exercise,
mm-hmm.
because there's a clash here about what he doesn't do anything that she won't do what he dislikes, but he doesn't return the favor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, okay, what is it that's making him not respect you? What is he valuing? So that's going to figure out where the clash is. And then also a boundaries exercise as well, mm-hmm. which will help them go through where the boundaries are porous, where they're non-existent. So we feel uncomfortable, I think, standing up to our husbands, even the nice ones, because we're afraid to upset the relationship dynamic. But if you aren't being assertive and you're not saying when you're unhappy, how can the relationship then continue on a path of growth And how can you both be happy? Because you won't be happy all the time, but that feeling of, you know, being in a place of contentment, being at peace, you know, because, I mean, I'm married 21 years this year, and it's no walk in the park, but it's been an amazing journey and growing, and people don't stay the same. I mean, us 20 years ago are definitely, okay, besides the size now, personality-wise, we've grown and matured. We are parents to an adult child, so that dynamic adds another element. So you have to embrace wanting to grow. Your children are actually here to make you grow.
Mm-hmm.
I think really if you get that one lesson in your head, everything will change how you interact with them.
Here's another WhatsApp. This one says, it's not hard. We need to love and respect ourselves enough, inshallah. And it may not be hard for this person, but it is hard for some people to respect themselves. And again, it's about those values, how we brought up, all of those things that we mentioned in our first series as well, which you can get online. I think we posted on the Voice of the Cape website, Facebook site. I will repost that again on the Cover Mode site so you can just recap for yourself. I think, Shanaz, you also reposted
it as well.
On Shanaz Moore's or Happy Confident Me or both.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
One of the two.
But I will repost it anyway on Cover Mode so you can see what those values are. But the person furthermore says, people must learn. They mustn't take advantage of each other as human beings. People need to realize that when they constantly overstep people's boundaries, it can become draining. You know, yes, it can become draining, but we cannot stop the way people react or respond to what you say or how you respond or react to how someone else perceives you.
Yeah, I think that perception is definitely a topic all on its own.
Yeah, we should put that into our next
because with perception comes an attitude and a way people behave. So I may make a joke, but you may perceive it as insulting, and you don't find it funny, you know?
Mm.
So it's up to that person to say, actually, that was hurtful, or that's not funny, or please don't joke about that topic or that person.
Mm-hmm.
I may not have been aware of this, but now I need to process this info and say, okay, mental note to self, please don't do this again.
Mm-hmm.
But how will you know that if that person didn't speak up?
Right. Yeah, but sometimes you can say that and then they still just ignore you.
Yeah, definitely.
What is an emotional boundary? What does it mean to set boundaries? How do we set healthy boundaries? Are there different types of boundaries? And why is it hard? Those were all the questions that we posed to Shanaz Moore of Happy Confident Me. And we've been talking about, if it's not clear already, boundaries, but all about emotional well-being and those personal boundaries. And a lot of people have actually mentioned their spouses, and I know their spouses are in your intimate space all the time. So, you know, they say that if you traveled with someone, slept with someone, what is the saying? Then you really get to know someone.
Yeah, I think definitely the rose-colored glasses come off.
Yes.
A lot of research says that the feeling of being in love lasts only 2 years.
But you also get to know that person's habits, what they like and what they don't like. And I'm thinking that a lot of these people that have commented want that to be reciprocated by their partners, that, you know, get to know what I like and what I don't like.
Yeah, I think that, you know, for a long time, wanting your spouse to behave the same way that you behave, have the same level of sensitivity and care and all those nice things. And I think that for women, it's a lot of these things can come naturally. This is what we are. We nurturers. So we nurture our spouse. We give love freely, sometimes without any conditions. And we often feel that the favor is not being returned, that you don't love me back in the same way. And he's like, but I'm here. What do you want from me?
Mm-hmm.
I come home every day. I play with the kids, you know, that kind of thing. And he's feeling like gold star. Look at me. I'm a good dad. I'm a good husband. And you're saying, no, you suck. Why aren't you noticing when I'm sad? Why aren't you bringing me flowers? Why aren't you, why aren't you like you were before? And before would be when you were still in love, in the courtship and the first 2 years of your marriage. There's a little bit of a euphoric high. So he sees flowers, he gets inspired, he buys it for you, and he comes home, and you're just feeling so loved.
Right.
Fast forward year 9. It's Valentine's Day. Maybe you get flowers. Maybe you don't. And you can't judge the love based on that. Mm-hmm. That if you're growing as a couple, you need to grow with all these things. That I know he loves me, but you know flowers are a bit wasteful. Would it be nice, the gesture? But it comes from your own perception. We go back to that, Rashan. Your own perception of what is love. How will he show love? Mm-hmm. And that's where you're either going to be happy or you're not going to be happy. For a man who was a few words, he's not going to suddenly write poetry to you. Okay, so let's not be ridiculous in our expectations. Mm-hmm. That he couldn't say boo or ba when he just said, yes, hello, nice to meet you. He was a quiet, shy, introverted guy. Don't expect him to start singing like Ed Sheeran suddenly in public, you know, and serenading you. It's a little bit hard to expect that. It's an unrealistic expectation. So for couples, you know what? I think that the basis of a friendship allows, and somebody's commented on communication. Yes?
Yes. I think they also said, it was the same person that said that you know, it can become draining when people constantly overstep people's boundaries. She does say as well that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant your marriage, and that was to the previous WhatsApp message, person who sent the WhatsApp message. She made a dua for that person just to say that she hopes that Allah grants their marriage to only grow from strength to strength, inshallah. And also she says, yes, that's not overstepping anymore. It's called thick-skinned. And it's not that you're being snobbish. And yes, reciprocation is key. Communication, 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 and understanding, guys.
Definitely. And I think that when you start to put firm boundaries for yourself in place, the people who previously didn't respect your non-existent boundary, which was everything about you then, it's going to actually be a test for that relationship. So I think the people who really care about you will overcome the new you and mm-hmm. the affirming you that wants boundaries and respect, because everyone's entitled to respect. No matter what the age.
And sometimes, you know, there are those who put so many boundaries in place that the people who are a little bit loose on their boundaries can't, you know, they can't deal with that because they want a little bit more flexibility in them.
But that's your rigid boundary person.
Okay.
So it's about protecting the self, but in a really paranoid way. Mm-hmm. So no one gets in. So no one gets in. So if no one gets in, I can't get hurt, including my spouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you often hear people say, he's so cold, he's so detached, or she's... This person had been really hurt as a child, and they don't know any other way. You really have to unlearn that way, and coming for counseling or doing some self-growth or healing is going to open the rigid boundary.
And talking about counseling, you offer counseling?
Yes, I do.
Where do they find you? Because I know we always forget that because we go so deep into conversation it's the end of the show. So let's do that. We do know that we can find you on Facebook, Shanaz Moores, as well as Happy Confident Me. But if we wanted to make an appointment with you, how would we do that?
Yeah, all my contact details are actually on Facebook.
All right.
And on my website, Happy Confident Me. Most people think I work only with families for some reason, and I don't.
Because you're so good at it.
Shukran. I don't work with families only. I do work with kids from the age of 6 upwards. And I do couples now from this year, and family work. So I do individual work. So self-esteem seems to be a very big topic. I'm doing lots of individual counseling, building up women to set boundaries. And, you know, and they're going out and they're wreaking havoc. And they're finding they're happy. I don't, you know, forever what falls by the wayside. It's about they are happy, they are growing, and my responsibility is only to them.
Of course. Well, Shanaz, thank you for leaving us with a renewed sense of self. That's all we have time for today in our series on emotional well-being here on Cover Mode with Shanaz Moores, registered counselor at Happy Confident Me. Shukran, assalamu alaikum to you, Shanaz.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Henry Cloud says, boundaries define us. They define what is me and what is not me. A boundary shows where I end and someone else begins, leading me to a sense of ownership. Knowing what I am to own and take responsibility for gives me freedom. And book 1, Boundaries. This is, oh wow, Oh, look at that. Shanaz just showed me that she actually, I think book one, Boundaries, When to Say Yes, How to Say No by Henry Cloud. And I've just picked up, and this is completely, we didn't do this at the same time, but we apparently have the same person in mind to end this show with. So join me again next Monday at 10 past one when we discuss unmet needs with Shanaz Morris. I'm Rashaan Isaacs. This is Cover Mode. Have a blessed week ahead, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, and faith. This is Cover Mode.